This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. Nevada Supreme Court says it's facing a funding shortfall of $750,000 this year. The reason? Police have been writing fewer speeding tickets and parking tickets, and the money collected from those fines is part of what funds the court. Marketplace's Noel King has more.
Nevada's Chief Justice recently told state lawmakers that the court is nearly broke. David J. Otto is a Las Vegas attorney who represents people who have gotten traffic tickets.
When you are fined, added to that fine are fees, administrative fees and other fees, and some of those fees go to fund the Nevada Supreme Court.
The Las Vegas Journal Review reports that in the past 5 years, the number of traffic citations issued statewide fell more than 20%. Robert Fellner of the Nevada Policy Research Institute says tying court funding to tickets could create a system that pressures police to issue more of them.
People don't want to feel like they're getting pulled over just to line another, someone else's pockets, in this case, the Supreme Court. So I think it's a pretty big conflict of interest.
A bill to fund the court's shortfall is expected to be introduced in the next few days. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.